fabulous players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is a recap of this week in Dominion Games. This is the episode of May 24th, 2021, and this week's nail polish is Black is Back. So today is a bit more to catch up since last week was the big interview episode. Maybe just as a little debrief. I was very happy with the interview, and from the feedback I got, I get the impression you liked it as well. The transcript is now available on the blog. Thank you again, Tara Cubist, for all the work. I gotta say, I love the peanut butter debate on Discord. I mean, I included the peanut butter question in the warm-up section because I kind of knew this as a stereotype about the US. So I guess I take this as confirmation. Non-US listeners, sound off if the peanut butter divide is real in other countries as well. Okay, but in all seriousness, I think I like the format of having regular episodes during seasons and then one longer wrap-up for the first off-season episode and a special interview edition for the second one. So that's what I'll be planning on doing for the time being, which means that you're very welcome to suggest players you'd like to hear interviews with. I already have an idea of who I'd like to ask for the July edition, so keep your fingers crossed. And now let's go! Season 46 officially started today, but some sneaky celebrity matches have already taken place. In our beloved A division, Akuchi and Tracer kicked off the season with a tie. My fellow Discord lurker Mixinuk played Marcos for B2 and 1, and Sikkimatic met Sam E for B1, but the results haven't come in yet. I know, Dumbbot, but we haven't been formally introduced yet. In C2, Negative won their match against Seprix, and in C3, Hzipsik won against the Fika Monster. And that's pretty much it for now. Like I said, it's the very first day, so go get your matches on, sweeties. Give me something to report on. As you may remember, there are some promotions left to be shouted out from season 45 that had been undecided 2 episodes ago, so I'll give you the rest of the F to J tiers at the end of the episode, and it's not gonna be as long today, I promise. Moving on to size games. Big Games Round 4 came to a close this past week. Bexor advanced to finals after a 3-2 result against Halo and the 007 in the semis. Folivora and Shanahan met for the second semifinal, with Folivora taking the win. That left the final match of Big Games Round 4 between Bexor and Folivora, and again Folivora took it away, crowning themselves as our Big Games winner. Congratulations to them, and to Bexor for coming in second. In Medium Games, we are still in the group stage of the competition. About half the players have finished their matches, and of those, CVUU is leading the rankings with 11 wins and 4 matches, closely followed by Niet Thais with 10 and 4. And with 8 wins and 4 each, we have CPSCH2 and Nmego. And in small games, the group stage closed yesterday and we've reached the elimination phase of this tournament. The quarterfinals will be played between Snowbiz and The Man 0613, Rosy Ross and Eshikur, Abhat 349 and Mordio3, and Elado and Emily FD. Good luck, everyone! And have fun! Also, signups for the next round of all size games are open until June 12th, and you can find more info in the respective Discord channels. So, the very first installment of Base Space came to a close last week in a Battle of the Johns, Hobojohn 9000 and Sweetjohn 33. But of course, only one John could win, and it turned out to be the Sweetjohn 33, our winner of the first ever Base Space tournament, of which many will hopefully follow. Congratulations, Sweetjohn! In Sepp-Rix's Compris, five of the eight groups are already finished, which means that Cider 01, Naismith 99, Bexor, J Nails, Haka 3, Verjok, El Hablador, Silly Potter, Kazumari 0828, and Heron are still in the running for that sweet prize money. In the remaining groups, Lime Time and Recycle Garbage are in the leading half of Group C, Freaky and Chashu are number 1 and 2 in Group E, and Sam E and Siamese 4 are leading Group G. So that's it for the tournaments. However, as you might have noticed, I am not covering the Renaissance Mix tournament, but I simply cannot leave the fact unmentioned that Naismith 99 finished the first phase of the competition without losing one single game. What a feat! They advanced with 16 wins out of 16 games. Chapeau. Also, I almost forgot this, but the channel disappeared, and so it disappeared from my mind. But Assemble Me helped me find it again, thank you. We had our BCDE League Championship matches, and we have our champions for Season 45. So our E League champion is John Grizz. Our D League champion is Sweet John 33, raking in the trophies this week. Our C League champion is Lemon Spawn, and our B League champion is Juns. So congrats, everyone. So for my personal weekend games, I played a couple games against my lovely Bientian, and Bientian also nudged me to play this week's Quarantine Cup, which was so fun! After my interview with Mick, I had thought about trying out Q-Cup sometime, but if it weren't for Bientian, I'd probably have put it off for longer. It was really, really fun, and the people were all so nice! I think I totally agree with what Mick said in the interview. This format is really fun and could maybe be supplemented for other tournaments. But yeah, I think I'll definitely be playing again. Other than that, I was actually planning, you won't believe it, I was planning on playing some rated games this past Friday. But then the weather was so nice and I had to spend time outside. Also, it wouldn't have mattered for League anymore anyway. So I'm putting it off for now. I am in I-24 this season, and I'm very much looking forward to kicking things off. Nothing much to report on my division so far. I like the little messages the moderators posted that are quite cute. And also, I may or may not have made a deal with a certain space enthusiast to do commentary on at least one match this season. I'm just challenging myself lately, seems like. So that is gonna be interesting. And now for the preview. Later today, that is Monday, Akuchi will play Crabcat 2. For A-League, that is 21 UTC. On Thursday, 19 UTC, Tracer will play Naismith 99, also for A-Division. And on Saturday, 13 UTC, Lemon Spawn will meet Kazumaru 0828 for their League B match. Tis the start of the season, so the calendar will fill up nicely in the coming days, as usual. And now for Spec Chat. So I watched a video essay on one of my hands-down most favorite TV shows of the past couple years, or dare I say, my favorite TV shows of the past couple years. It's Sex Education, it's on Netflix. And it's so lovely. So the video essay basically reminded me of all the things why I love Sex Education so much. I can't wait for the third season to drop, hopefully this year. It's just all around, it's so well made. It's well written, it's well acted. The music is awesome. The characters are great. My favorite character is Jakob. I can't wait. I hope they maintain the very high quality of the show. And so for the second season, Ezra Furman published an album, and it's so good. I really enjoyed it, and my favorite song from the soundtrack is I Can't Change, which is of course a cover of a song with the same name by LCD Sound System. And it's very touching, I feel like. Too, it's very, very simple but very effective. Like, it's just like I can't wait to play it on the keyboard. It's just two chords, but it's so heartfelt. There are two lines in the song that I really, really like. The one is, love is a murderer, but when she calls you tonight, it'll be all right. And the other one is, love is an open book to a verse of your bad poetry. And yeah, I really like it. So I'll link to it in the show notes, and check it out if you want. And now we've almost reached the end of the episode, which means that I will now give you the remaining promotions of season 45, starting with all our players promoting from J tier. We have JM Steiner 98, Psy the Winner, Small Snack Bean, TR Call, Dance in the Rain, McDuggan 33, and Ida Hodnebrock. Promoting from I tier are Karina Lovely, Usnoberger, Rosy Ross, Bitter Worm Coil, Mao Master 51, Burns White, Kartik Smogilski, Smithy 711, V Maria 22, Nilofer, Sirex, BM Leap, Jacob LeBaron, Leopard Krone, Wolfgang 82, Iselka, and Misakimi. Congratulations to all of you. Promoting from H tier are CVUU, H Gilfix, Munster Cheese, Münster Käse, Matt MM, Ginger, Scarboo, Armenviertel, Paisteo, and Chuhays New. Promoting from G tier are F Vigeland, Chesniak, Keton Bark, Kevin Sue, Machiwak, Sramaruva, U Exodus, and Emily FD. And promoting from F tier are Mount Magus, Canopy, Schizalo, and Malta. Congratulations, everyone. Well played, and good luck for the new season. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, STRUMPHF, and I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye.